One, two, one, two, one, two. I am the overweight lover, MC Heavy D. This one goes out to my man DJ Eddie F. Trouble T, you and my partner G. One, two, one, two, one, two. I am the overweight lover, MC Heavy D. This one goes out to my man DJ Eddie F. Trouble T, you and my partner G.
Welcome to another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. I am JSE, the Navigator. Thank you for tuning in on this lovely Monday Eve. I got L Boogie in the studio with me. The Beats, Rhymes portion of the show is temporarily discombobulated. That's all right, though. That's all right, though. We're going to figure it out. Welcome, Twin Cities. Welcome back. How y'all doing this evening?
Do you mind me to pull some CDs?
We can go old school like that, definitely. How you doing tonight, L Boog?
I'm great.
I got to get Mr. Buckner on the line.
All right, you do that. I will eyeball this library of CDs. I saw that maybe that was where we're headed. So I was enjoying the weather. It was, you know, I like cold weather, and gee. I do. Well, you remember Maji Puki Kwe, woman of the first snow.
I come with the snow.
I was born
there
with the first snow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my traditional name, my given name, but my uncle, who is an elder. And so for me, I feel rejuvenated when I see little tiny flakes like I did yesterday.
Really? It kind of get what exactly happens? How do you feel rejuvenated? What is the breakdown? What is the
are you just getting insight for intel for you?
At the end of the day, I'm trying to figure out.
What
makes it go round and round and round in terms of, you know.
You know what? I was talking with somebody today.
What's up with that?
And we were all talking. There's a few of us. One of them lives in Texas, and she said she loves cold weather like I do. Very.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, well, why would people love cold weather? So I came, you know, with my random stuff that I come with, and I said, you know, I was watching a documentary on PBS, and the documentary was saying, for all of us that did that 23andMe, DNA testing, which I did, and I found out I'm a lot of Neanderthal DNA. And turns out this gal was too. But what the documentary was saying is they were cold blood. They were cold climate DNA.
Really?
And, you know, so I have old blood. I have Neanderthal DNA. I like cold climates. You know, maybe that's the Neanderthal in me. I don't know.
Which is why I understand you to be a Vikings fan. All of this makes sense. You know, the more intelligence I gather, the more I understand what I need to understand.
Vikings.
Skull, we are in recovery tonight after the beatdown of our beloved Purple People Eaters. They didn't really eat much. They were not eating. They were starving yesterday. Is that right, Mr. Buckner?
That is dead on yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. They were starving. They did not feast. They were feasted on. Somehow that's how it plays out. It wasn't all bad. At the end of the day, their young McCarthy showed us that he's got some skill, but he also has some growth. Some things that he has to figure out to get it to play quarterback successfully and consistently in the NFL. It requires a little moxie, a little more than he was able to show and display yesterday. That's my takeaway. I'm trying to keep my positive mind outlook, you know, at this time, because season, we still got some games. I gotta manage my emotions, if that makes sense.
That's right. I get it. I'm right there with you. But it's as simple as this. It's a loss that, quite honestly, we had him, and then we let him off the hook. In the words of Denny Green. Rest on the sidelines. Rest on the sidelines.
In a coach's box in the sky.
In a coach's
Denny.
Box
yeah,
in the sky.
Denny's in a certain area of exceptional coaches, you know, Newt Rockne, you know, others. You know, maybe he has to do something because he's, you know, maybe he wasn't quite Newt Rockne, so, you know, he might get hazed a little. Perpetual hazing. Any of this makes sense?
A little bit more than others. Yeah, they might have him off the sideline for a couple years. Yes, most definitely.
That might be how they do it, man. You never know. What we should talk about, since this is Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy, is the outcomes, the electoral outcomes of last week. A lot of interesting things happened. You know, we just told people to go out and vote, right? And we reminded them that this is an important responsibility of citizenry, and a lot of people have, paid dearly for that, to protect that vote, preserve that vote. So some things happen. Any takeaways you have, Mr. Buckner, for those outcomes?
You know, the biggest thing was, one, Minneapolis showed out. St. Paul, not as much.
Showed up and showed out?
Yeah, they did. I mean, broke a record, 55%, if off the top of my head.
That was Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, but St. Paul.
Do you think the outcome in St. Paul was somewhat based on voter turnout?
No, most definitely. Most definitely.
Okay,
most
so
definitely.
Voter turnout by comparison, so 55% in a municipal year, and that was the turnout in Minneapolis. That's what you're saying, Mr. Buckner. The Don
that's
data.
It, that's
that's
it.
Why he is the Don data, because he has the numbers. So the turnout, 55% Minneapolis, and by comparison in St. Paul for the mayoral election, what was the turnout? What was the numbers?
55%. St. Paul, I don't have that off the top of my head. So.
But less. You know it was less. We know it was less. Is that what we're saying? That's what you're saying. Did I lose you? I think it's time to try to play some music again.
Keep going.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can play some jams, man, first.
You got some jams. Go ahead and hit it.
All right. I'm going to see what I can do.
Why do that? I have a question for you.
What's that?
You know, the show's Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. Like, if we were to summarize the beat of the election here nationally, but also Minneapolis.
Ooh.
Like, what do you think?
What song would I come up with? What about, can I try one? And,
sure.
And see how this works? Let's see if this one works for, I don't know if it'll be applicable, but I want to give a shout out to Heavy D.
It is.
What's happening?
You got a new tooth, man.
Girl, all I know is what's mine is mine and what's his is mine.
Okay, girl, you go, girl.
Yeah, y'all know it.
You got a new tooth, and oh, mean money, man.
$150, you know what I'm saying?
Man,
what are you doing, man?
What are you talking to your girl, man?
That ain't my girl.
That is your girl.
No, that ain't.
That is your girl.
Man, I know
that
mine, man.
Man, put that way before we get locked up again, man.
Man, I just got
man,
out,
I was
man.
With you.
Lots of Jews and stuff, backyards with swimming pools, bars with stools and stuff, fancy foods, lobster, sushi, yeah, Versace, Gucci, crazy Lucci. I know your MO, you do demo on a paycheck. You get a herd from the bourbon, show them no respect. Middle name, price tag, first name, gotcha. Start a slow, got on a roll, now they can't stop ya. Talking about
hey boo, how you do? Some clown uptown said you ran through his crew. I give you props and your credit cause it's due, but I ain't that clown and my crew ain't that crew. Time's too hard to be faking like I'm dating on some staking, whining and dining. I ain't tricking on no chicken. Leave it up to me, I close the whole damn store on you. I got nothing but love for you. I got nothing but love for you, baby.
What you got?
I got nothing but love for you, honey.
Yeah, whatever.
I got nothing but love for you, baby.
Uh-huh.
I got nothing but love for you, honey.
Yeah, whatever.
I got nothing but love for you, baby.
What you got?
I got nothing but love for you,
yeah,
honey.
Whatever.
I got nothing but love for you, baby.
Uh-huh.
I got nothing but love for you, honey.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm not your H-E-R-B, but I'm your H-E-A-V. Y-D, don't test me, don't ask me for nothing. For Nathan's, for Jack, for Doodly Squad. You can do me not, you plan on plotting on who be hot and trying to hit the slot. I know your low pro style, your low ho profile. Kick a brother in the gut and then you smile. I must admit, I really dig your operation. Every time we on the phone, you got the sexy conversation. So now you hope to be the woman of my dream. And while I'm sleeping, you be creeping, robbing me clean. I see you hanging on the corners with the rest of your girl crew. Standing by the gutter with your booty cutters. So who's the honey dip? Down with the money grip. Always got a plan and a scam to get some money quick. Always getting with the next man, the one with the checks and setting up a trap with the sex. I got nothing but love for you, baby.
What you got?
I got nothing but love for you,
yeah,
honey.
Whatever.
I got nothing but love for you, baby.
Uh-huh.
I got nothing but love for you, honey.
Yeah, whatever.
I got nothing but love for you, baby.
What you got?
I got nothing but love for you, honey.
Support for KFAI comes from First Avenue presenting The Faint, Tuesday, November 11th. Synth pop electro punk pioneers, The Faint are back with deluxe editions of their previous release and their new single, Projector Project. The Faint always has something to say, and they let their music do the talking. Opening show is Hercules and Love Affair. More information about The Faint at First Avenue is available at first-avenue.com.
Support for KFAI comes from the Cedar Cultural Center, presenting Remembering John Trudell, Saturday, November 15th. Native American musician, poet, author, actor, and activist, John Trudell has been physically gone for 10 years, but his life and words continue to matter. Annie Humphrey and Keith Sekola team up with guitarist Jeremy Ildesacker and drummer S. Carey to celebrate and kindle John Trudell's words, wisdom, memory, and spirit. More information about Remembering John Trudell with Annie Humphrey, Keith Sekola, Jeremy Ildesacker, and S. Carey is available at thecedar.org.
One never finds. They also say that love is blind. It ain't that blind.
All right, welcome back, Twin Cities, to another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. L-Boog, how you doing? Mr. Buckner, how are you?
Doing well, doing well. My apologies. We're doing a celebration right now down over in the north side of Minneapolis, celebrating the monumental occasion, helping the institution rebuild its legacy on Plymouth Avenue. So we'll go into details a little later on. So we'll pop back into that real quick. But I wanted to say hello to everybody. And yeah, y'all showed out in Minneapolis and St. Paul. We got some work to do to get to keep getting that vote out there.
Yeah, it was, they said 55% of the voters turned out in St. Paul, and I believe it was the same in Minneapolis. But
okay. Which are high? Is that a high number typically for a municipal election, Mr. Buckner?
That is an extremely high number. To put it in perspective, across the country, that is unusually high. Matter of fact, it's one of the highest in the country. Only Seattle, I think, outpaced us in the past several years. So, I mean, it's a monumental hit. I did not hear that St. Paul had actually broke a record as well, but there was motivation by the developers to really start to move some things on. So, and it was a very close race, and it showed.
Yeah, Minneapolis broke the records.
Yep.
Okay, even when compared to New York, where, what, was 2 million people showed out?
I mean, we don't have that many people.
Well, I know. Yeah, I mean, I get it. But I mean, that's a lot of folks to turn up in a mayoral race. Now, granted, it was pretty competitive. Yeah. But clearly, Mondani, is that his name? I just clobbered his dude's
name. Mondani, yes.
Clearly, he was very, very much so favored to win. And and was well liked, and you know, was able to excite a lot of progressives, a lot of folks out there that were looking for something different, right?
Young people showed up.
The youngsters showed up and showed out for sure.
That's right.
79% of the voters ranked their choices for at least one official on the ballot in New York City, and it said just 29.9% of all registered voters were participating. I'm like, huh? Yeah, and like Staten Island only has a 16% turnout. Manhattan has a 40% turnout. Minneapolis, we only had two wards with turnout that low at 40-some percent. 33 and 37, I think, was all. And the rest of the wards were at over 50%. I think three wards was all. For Minneapolis. Yep. So, I mean, it's a very large city, but still, like, it said one of the biggest stories of the primary was the impact of newly registered voters. So nearly 60% of newly registered voters turned out in New York. So I think that's where I was getting at when I asked about what's the beat? Like, what are we feeling from this election cycle? And I think what we're seeing and what people are talking about, people being media outlets, podcasters, et cetera, and community, is just voters want affordability. They don't want, they're tired, and they're tired of kind of just this same old storyline kind of politicians. They want to see people who can make a difference, and that's how they voted. Or even if they, in the argument with Mamdani, people were making, and even some of our candidates in Minneapolis, they were making, was, well, they don't have any proven results. People were willing to take a gamble on a few folks because I think they messaged differently. They spoke more to the voter. I mean, what is your thought, Buckner?
Well, and that is a great take on that one. And my apologies that we're about to start up our show here.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
But I think what you hit it dead on the head, that people want somebody to hear them, feel them about the pain that's taking place. And I know we can get back into this a little bit more when we talk about what's happening at the federal level. But the reality is that people want somebody to feel their pain and to articulate it. Mondani did a great job of it. That actually happened in New York and New Jersey, as well as Virginia, but also what happened in California. with Prop 50 and everything else. So, I mean, there's so much that went on from that standpoint. And we're really excited about what happened. But, hey, y'all keep it moving. We're going to celebrate this little victory in North Minneapolis as
well. Have fun.
And we'll play some more. Beats and rhymes next week, but Minneapolis, keep showing up. I mean, just because the election took place last week doesn't mean that we gotta keep the foot on the gas right now.
Absolutely.
I don't really remember feeling like this.
Afraid to let you up and leave them. Do your thing, share the happiness with all my folks. Got high for the days that they were lost and broke shit. Got by, all they might be stopping here for props. Came from the block of only finer crops. Do your thing, Mary Jane. Stick off in your mouth. So the stores, the fact remains is they were made. The government's been taxing that. Getting paid if it's taxable, it's cool to smoke. Killing not, and the alcohol is killing folks. True or not, other people try to make you bad, but don't deny you in my situation's getting sad. I know I got a true friend in my time and need. All I need, you're natural, you come from seeds. I agree, makes me happy when I'm feeling pain. Makes me happy just to hear your name. Do your name every day.
Break it down.
When you're sad, depressed, and feeling strange,
who you blame?
Need some company to keep you sane.
Call
Mary Jane, I love you, Mary Jane.
All
I need to get me through this thing. True to game.
All right, Twin Cities, welcome back. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. Mr. Buckner celebrating some victories on the north side. El Boog, what was your takeaway from this past election cycle? You were talking about it before we went on the break, little music break. What were your thoughts? What were your takeaways? And even... the question is, I think that many folks have been talking about and has been, did we have, did here in 2025, here in November, this recent election, was there a blue wave to combat what's been happening the right side of things? Just curious, what your takeaway, wins in Virginia, wins in New Jersey, Maldonado in New York. Is that a enough of a reversal for the current administration? So the current administration and the GOP power base, should they be concerned about what is going down right now and what that means for the midterms? Maybe that's the question of the evening. I'm making it the question of the evening.
I mean, well... In Georgia, they even turned over Utilities Commission, two seats that haven't had a Democrat in 20 years. Utilities. People are mad. People are upset. And now the optics don't matter. It's what they're feeling in their pocket and what they're seeing come in their mailbox in terms of how much their premiums for healthcare are going to be raised, having no paychecks. When you hit people in their basic needs, they don't like that. And Virginia showed that. They turned in for a lieutenant governor, is the first Muslim woman, first female governor as well. So there's a lot of newness that people didn't just vote a Democrat. They voted Democratic woman, Muslim. You know what I'm saying? So there has been, I was surprised, I guess, that they didn't just turn to say, we're making a point, we're going Democrat. They made a point by going absolutely to the other side in some races, not all. I think Minneapolis was a little different. I was kind of surprised, to tell you the truth, because when I look at New York's momentum and them pushing to the, you know, the other, a little bit more further to the left.
So the progressives coming out in mass numbers. We didn't necessarily see that here in Minneapolis.
We had great numbers. I was just, I guess maybe I'm just trying to figure out what's the beat of Minneapolis politics.
I mean, that's a good thing to question to ask. And then I think, you know, overall, if we're measuring Democratic response in an off year,
our voter response
in an off year, and we haven't looked at the GOP statistics. Maybe we should pull some of those up. But voter turnout, if we compare it to 2024, right? It's hard to compare. It's apples and oranges, right? Because this is a municipal year. President's not on the ballot. President pointed out that, right, in some of his comments. But is this a mandate or a pushback toward the center or back toward the left? Maybe that is a part of my question. And we'll continue to talk through that later, I mean, this evening and leading into next couple weeks.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see if we can, if Democrats can keep the momentum. What was different about this race than this election cycle versus, say, the presidential one, is the number of young voters that came out for New Jersey and Virginia and New York. And that's what, in some ways, they credit that for the win, too. It's the young voter being 18 to 30-ish range, but that's and some of them didn't turn out previously. But if we were to go, well, what does that say? What does that mean then? Well, it means we needed new messaging. We needed new energy. We needed people that could speak to that generation. And we need ideas that resonate with that generation, because it's their future they're voting for. Their future, these decisions impact their, my daughter will vote because a certain way, because she's thinking long term. Now, we may not always operate that way, but, and I'm not, you know, in general, but I'm just rhetorically saying that they have a lot at stake, that age group, that generation. They have to vote for the now, and they have to vote for their kids and their future.
I think in many respects right now, the threats, right, that have come from some of the moves of the current administration have probably created great concern.
Yes.
Amongst the younger population. Thus, we see the turnout. I was looking here at a statistic that said.
Okay. Bless you. Gesundheit.
Wow. That said that. Mamdani beat Cuomo by 44 points for voters under 45 years of age. Now, that makes you wonder, like, what was Cuomo's voter bloc? Is it, like, literally, like, 50 to 90? Or what were those numbers?
That's people an interesting forgot statistic, what he did.
But yeah, for those, that raises another question. We've seen amongst young people, this is an interesting conversation. I don't know if this is where I thought we would go this evening, but I'm with it. I'm into it. young people, depending on the young people, we see young people in New York turning out in droves in New York City. We see numbers. We'll have to get some better analysis next time we chat with folks to really look at, you know, folks are doing that analysis that may not be as readily available, or at least we weren't prepared for this Eve's conversation. But in regards to voter turnout based on with demographic considerations, like what is the if we look at Minneapolis versus New York, how many young voters turned out? How many were excited about the Democratic Socialist candidate, right?
8%. Oh, Democratic. I thought you were talking Silva.
That 8%, that was in New York. But okay, yeah. So we have
you
Mel
said
down.
New York.
Yeah, I was trying to compare New York City to Minneapolis and St. Paul. And what does that say? So clearly in New York City, a Democratic Socialist governor who was mayoral candidate won this particular round against the old guard, clearly, which was Cuomo. And what does that mean? I guess we will find out, right?
It's the biggest voter turnout for a mayoral election in New York City since 1969.
2 million people, right?
Yeah, biggest voter turnout for a mayoral race. So they were passionate about their mayor, and whether it was for him or against the other two, whatever.
Or in response to what's happening at the federal level, right? I mean, we have a figure who is very much so identified by New York, has a history, the current president, came out to support Cuomo, made some really negative comments about the other candidates, definitely. Maldani actually made negative comments about the GOP candidate with the beret, right? Silva, is that his name? Or
Silva.
So, you know, this was a race that was more than just about New York City. And I guess this whole election cycle 2025 is a test of where's the progressive response or where's the Democratic response to what is happening in the White House and happening in D.C. right now with majority being controlled by the GOP. So, this is clearly the conversation that I think we needed to have or our listeners want to hear.
Okay.
About.
So I listened to Mamdani's speech after. If you haven't listened to it, I highly recommend people listen to it. I listened to speeches for a living for like 20 years. I break them down. I help people learn how to give speeches. I do all of that. I'm not an expert, but I've heard thousands of speeches in my career. This was a fantastic speech. Listen to it. It was empowering. It spoke to the heart of the people, and it is a different message than others have been willing to give or really felt like they could. We have people that could. Anyway, my point is this. He spoke to the heart of it, and he leaned into the differences, specifically in the contributions that immigrants have made, how what they bring to the city, how a difference they make in what they bring to democracy, what they bring to America, and now they have an immigrant mayor, and that is very contrary to the current happenings in our federal government with the raids. So it was very much he leaned into the messaging that is very much against what's happening in the current administration. And Obama chimed in just a few days ago, and he built on that, and he said, we recognize we have differences in our Democratic Party, he was saying specifically. But he's saying, but yes, there are fights that are going to be fought, but deep down there's something core to us. And he's saying for the Democrats that we have in common, and that is extraordinary, and that is their differences. And that is what unites them, not divides them. And so they're pushing against what people are saying that trying to break the party up, trying to create fighting among the Democratic Party. And now people are starting to fight back in other ways and leaning into differences being a strength versus the other messaging that's happening. And Cuomo leaned into that other messaging saying it's the differences that will bring the downfall.
Yeah, and that's interesting. That's, I mean, in many respects, what we have seen, which is in line with, you know, the Trump and Doge and that whole movement, the anti-woke movement, is that we have to squelch. This is their conversation, their language, not mine, of course. We have to squelch this critique of the U.S. in its history, and we have to make it lighter so that people of a certain hue or people of a certain community are not, don't feel bad about, you know, the things that their ancestors have done to your, my ancestors, right? So, I mean, it's interesting that this is, we have arrived at a place in our political rhetoric and debate where this is at the center.
Well, and what, furthermore, what Obama...
And so I applaud the pushback.
Yeah, and furthermore, what Obama said, and this is on a Pod Save America unexpected appearance he made, that they, that America people are paying attention. And this is a reminder that we're paying attention and that we don't want cruelty. We don't want cruelty. They are not looking for people on the top who enrich and entrench themselves in power. And that is, that I believe that is core to Americans' beliefs, that we don't want kings. We don't want, if we want capitalism, it's not because we want to make other people rich, the 1%. It's because we all want to have the opportunity to be rich. And when that doesn't start happening and we start feeling like we're the opposite of that, that's wrong. That's wrong. And so we need to, you know, and Americans who have that belief have to pause and go, this isn't what I asked for. I want opportunities. I want to be able to build my business. I want to have my farmland be okay. I want to be able to make investments that are safe. I want to run a small business, but it relies on products made in Hong Kong. But now the tariffs are impacting my business and I have to close. People don't like that. They don't want that. So they're going to, and what my hope is that now their messaging and their strategies through the years of the on a certain side are exposed for what they really always have been, not with our intention in mind, not for our best interests in mind. Universal health care, or at least affordable health care, affordable housing, job access, income equity, and basic livable wages, basic things that Americans need. Why would a president not want to give their own people food? Why would you take it all the way to the Supreme Court? So people are seeing this and they're going, wait a minute, this isn't what I wanted. I want to be fed. I need money. My family needs help. So we've got to do something different. Either not vote or vote. I don't really, there isn't a lot of choice left for people who are feeling this pain. And so they have to speak through votes.
Agreed. So let's take a quick break. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, KFAI.org on the net, Radio Without Boundaries. We'll be right back, y'all.
I never let the mic magnetize me no more, but it's biting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back, I'm looking for the line. Taking off my coat, clearing my throat, the rhyme will be kicking in till I hit my last note. My mind remains to find all kind of ideas. Self-esteem makes it seem like a thought took years to build, but still say a rhyme after the next one. Prepared, never scared, I'll just bless one. And you know that I'm the soloist, so Eric B, make a clap to this. I don't bug out of chill or be acting
ill. No tricks in 86, it's time to build. Eric be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause to me, MC means move the crowd. I made it easy to dance to this. But can you detect what's coming next from the flex of the wrist? Saying D, then I proceed, cause my man made a mix. If he bleed, he won't be no band-aid to fix his fingertips. So I'm rhyming too, there's no rhymes left. I hurry up because the cut will make him bleed to death. But he's kicking it, plus it ain't no half-stepping. The party is live, the rhyme can't be kept inside of me. Erupting just like a volcano. It ain't the everyday style or the same old rhyme, cause I'm better than the rest of them. Every B is on the cut, and my name is Rakim. Get a girl and get soft and warm. Don't get excited, you've been invited to a quiet storm. But now it's out of hand, cause you told me you hate me. And then you asked, what have I done lately? First you said, all you want is love and affection. Let me be your angel and I'll be your protection. Take you out, buy you all kinds of things. I must have got you too hot and burnt off your wings. You call the attitude, you need food to eat up. I'm scheming like I'm dreaming on the couch with my feet up. You scream, I'm lazy, you must be crazy. Thought I was a donut, you tried to glaze me. Funky. 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 Funky.
What's up, Twin Cities? Welcome back. Another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI. El Boog is in the building. B. Buckner is out doing that thing, celebrating.
Your phone.
What about it?
I just heard it.
Oh. Okay. Thank you for sharing.
Well, you looked at me. I was looking also.
We have one of those days, y'all.
You are having one of those days. Don't put me in that category. I'm good. I'm over here kicking it.
As an engineer, when an engineer items go run amok, you know, it's a different kind of vibe. But anyway, we still doing the dang thing. That's how we do it up in here on Beast Rhymes and Democracy.
No. So. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Ah, I remember.
I thought you would have been playing Outkast or Salt and Pepper.
Okay, yeah, that could have been the playlist
Two
I put together.
Two of the inductees, but you know, I see you had some chaos happening over there, so we'll do it next time. But two of the some of my many favorite bands of all times: Soundgarden, Love Soundgarden. Oh, that is like
Soundgarden?
My 12th grade drive to school and back, along with Stone Temple Pilots. But Soundgarden was inducted. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, Chris Cornell wasn't here to be able to accept and be a part of that. He passed away some time ago. But Soundgarden, Salt and Pepper, they were introduced by Missy Elliott, and had an appearance by En Vogue. Yeah, so there was some cool folks, right? Cindy Lauper, good for her. She was inducted. She was inducted by Chapel Roan.
Way to go, Cindy Lauper.
And she had duets with Avril Lavigne, Ray, and Salt and Pepper. I'm a big fan of her too. And then Outkast was inducted by Donald Glover.
For real?
Yeah.
AKA Childish Gambino.
Who I really like, too.
I'm a huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he had performances with Big Boy, Janelle Monáe. This is all very Georgia. J.I.D., Doja Cat, Killer Mike, Sleepy Brown. You know, Janelle Monáe was in college down in Georgia.
Probably down in AUC. Who knows?
Georgia Tech, I thought it was. But
oh, was it Tech? Okay. In Atlanta?
But I know she was in Atlanta, yeah.
Yep. I remember going over to Georgia Tech, Emory.
Okay. Way long time ago.
Back in the day.
Way long time
back
ago.
Back in the day.
So, yeah.
Okay, so who else? Who else was
company,
inducted?
Bad Company.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They were inducted by Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac.
Interesting. Okay.
And they got a performer that I do really appreciate, and I've seen him many times in concert, was Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes. He performed with them, and Joe Perry from Aerosmith and Nancy Wilson of Heart all performed with Bad Company.
Okay.
Yeah, and then Chubby Checker.
Nice. Okay. All right.
Chubby Checker via video tribute was inducted. Joe Cocker.
Okay. Joe Cocker.
Mm-hmm. So he was inducted by Bryan Adams. Oh, my first concert ever was Bryan Adams.
Okay.
Brian, Summer '69, Heaven, 69. Cuts Like a Knife.
Oh, yeah.
All those songs that I loved. I got to see that in concert. I had a crush on him. And then, and he also, his performance was Teddy Swims. You know, I love Teddy Swims. I got to look this one up.
Don't lose control.
And then White Stripes.
Okay, Jack White, Black and the White Stripes. Is that
Jack White?
Jack White and the White Stripes. Yes.
And he was inducted by Iggy Pop.
My bad. Jack Black is another actor.
Yeah.
But can we give a shout out then to Salt and Pepper?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, I want to shoot, baby.
We got to do it musically. That's how we do it up in here.
It's my sister's go-to karaoke song.
Okay.
Melissa's.
So what's your go-to karaoke song?
I don't have one. I don't do that.
Yeah.
Hmm. Shout out to Salt and Pepper for doing that thing.
Here I go again, girls. What's my weakness? Okay, then chilling, minding my business. Your souls, I looked around and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stand, my niece, my witness. The brother had it going on with something kind of wicked. Had to kick it. I'm not shy. I hope no, that don't make me see what I want. Slip, slide to it swiftly. Felt it in my hips, so I dip back to my bag.
Shout out to those ladies of hip hop.
That was a sexy music video, too.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
It was. It was part of that, like, hey, guys, you ain't the only one who's out there, you know,
trying
to get it on.
I won a bar dance contest.
Hmm.
To push it. I got a beer pong game.
Really? did you end up with a, did you come away with like a trophy or something?
Beer pong game. Okay. Right. Well, I mean, I got to pick my prize. That was the prize I picked.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah.
I mean,
Wisconsin bar, but you know, I did it. I don't karaoke, but I did a dance contest. I did one in Vegas too, to Brick House, and I won.
Mm. So
I got some moves.
Shake that thing.
It was embarrassing because I was like the smallest girl on the stage and the lightest, and they played Brick House. I was like, oh no, I am not. What? I knew. I'm like, okay. This was at the not Caesar's, but the one next to Caesar's Palace in Vegas. I'm like, okay, I got to really turn it up if I'm going to win this. I'm not going to embarrass myself on stage in front of a whole bunch of people. And I did. And I, you know, it was fun. So back in my 20s.
You did. You embarrassed yourself on stage with
I did not.
People.
I won.
So you're wrong. Okay, you're going to show me right now. Get in.
How do you like it?
I mean, I love this song, but let me see what was you doing in Vegas?
I have one picture from that event, and it was.
You got one go-to move?
No, I was in my 20s. I was breaking it down. I spent every Friday dancing at the Gay 90s. I knew what I was doing.
El Boog. We're living that life in Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. In this case,
I went at the Rio too.
Oh, I like the Rio. It's time to take a vacation to Vegas. Speaking of Vegas, sports betting and all things sports related, the Timberwolves. It's Timberwolves season. Ant-Man's recovered, back on the court.
He is. I mean,
howl. We'll send out like a howl chant to the T-Wolves as they, you know. Try to make a run again.
What do you think their season's going to be like?
I don't know. It's a good question. They didn't make a lot of moves, but they got some young cats coming up who are ready. Seem like they're using more of the bench. Jaden McDaniel coming to his own offensively. Yeah. Has been doing that thing. Throw it down, young fella. I see him dunk on a few folks' heads this season already.
Who's the other boy? I always say his name wrong. Dolcic.
Oh, DiVincenzo.
Yes.
Demon. We do know.
You know me
you
and my
like,
words.
We do know that you like to mix your names up. They're
you know,
not always the same.
I just got to as is it and just own it that that's just my brain gets scrambled sometimes. Well, a lot of times on certain words. But, yeah, I'm excited. I will have to head down to Lifetime and take advantage of some of those happy hours that they do before the games. Maybe go to a few games again.
I think that's a good idea. They are doing that thing. I'm super impressed with what I've seen thus far out of the Timberwolves. You know, over the last couple seasons, a little disappointing that they didn't win the whole thing. But gosh, did they go about as far as you could, right?
Yeah.
So and Anthony Edwards.
Well, not really, not literally, but they went far.
Anthony Edwards, who I share a last name with. Is a pretty dope player, and yeah, so we got some excitement. If we can get the Vikings back on track, J.J. McCarthy, you got this, bruh. You got this. This is a little shout out from Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. Keep doing your thing. Throw to my man, Addison. He's on my fantasy team, man, so I need, you know, more reps.
I mean, but did you see that interception this weekend on Jefferson? With the ball that was intercepted?
Yeah, I did. Thank you for that.
I mean, I'm
that
sorry,
reminder.
But that was really.
Well, that was a desperation Hail Mary that you probably shouldn't throw in the NFL. Or here's the thing. I bet you this is a prediction on my part. I bet you at some point, if JJ stays heavy, if JJ stays healthy, McCarthy, right? And the other JJ, if they get on the same page, they will do that and actually complete that pass because they will have some chemistry. It's what they don't necessarily have right now, the way they could moving down the road. What I thought was interesting is they gave the highlights. They did. I think the NFL likes JJ McCarthy because they didn't show the bad highlights. They showed most of the good ones. So, we'll see what happens. It's a tough loss. Baltimore's a good team. Lamar Jackson was back on the field. Derrick Henry, you know, it's hard to beat a Baltimore team as well.
Our president made an appearance, the first president since Carter that made an NFL appearance.
I saw that. That was probably a Washington Commanders game. We know that he wants to change the name of the stadium. He wanted to change the name of the team. We talked about that.
That wasn't happening.
I don't know. The new ownership seems to... Hopefully, let's hope that they don't want to take a walk back in time. But he wants to name the stadium, RFK Stadium, whenever the new one gets built after himself. He wants
was homie
to be,
was his homie
the Trump Arena.
Will his homie, the junior, be okay with that? Taking the naming rights away from his dad? Sorry, bro. I want it after me.
Know.
Your dad was cool and all, but I'm going to take it.
I don't know. It's a good question.
I mean,
that's,
it's just...
That's how... That's, you know, we used to wait until someone had lived a wonderful life, had done great things, and then they were honored by having a building or something named after them. But now it's just if you, you know,
if you
say
it. That's his brand.
It is.
He owns it. You know, that's his brand, and he loves his name.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently so.
So you love your name. You wear an Edwards jersey.
Thank you. I wear an Edwards jersey because there's an Edwards who has on the team. Just has to be one of those weird situations where I share a name.
I'm going to get a Cal Ripken jersey.
Well, no, you're not. Why are you trying to start stuff as we ready to get up out of here?
I know we're about to get out of here, but
don't start. No,
you know,
won't be no
I'm
stuff.
Excited to see Bad Bunny at the Super Bowl, and you know, he got a lot of nominees in the Grammys, too.
Really?
Yeah, I'm excited for him to be in the Super Bowl performance.
I am, too. And I'm tired of hearing folks debate, you know, why Bad Bunny should not perform at the Super Bowl. It's
going to
be
that.
In Spanish, but we have a lot of Spanish-speaking people who live in this country.
And people who know Spanish.
And Bad
and
Bunny
sing
is
it.
A bad
and do and do salsa dancing and Latin dancing and all of that. It is order Spanish on the menu when they go to their local restaurant or food truck. Come on now. So anyway, I'm excited.
Some of the same folks that are complaining, you're correct.
I'm excited.
They eat a lot of Mexican food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited.
Chimichangas, you name it.
He got some nominations. Lamar, of course. Kendrick Lamar. Yeah, a lot of.
Oh, these are more of the.
The nominations. Grammy Awards.
The Grammy. I thought we were talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No, I said no. I was like excited for Bad Bunny because he's performing in Super Bowl, and he also happened to have been nominated in the Grammys.
Okay. Yeah, I think he got a bunch of Grammys. How many?
Oh yeah, he does.
Yeah, look that up for us, Elbook. How many Grammys does Bad Bunny have?
You look it up.
I can't.
Tell me what to do.
I'm trying to make this music come on when I want to. Since it
call me out like that. Wasn't
trying to work with me this evening. It's all right. We still got there.
Grammy nominations. Okay.
Grammy nominations for Bad Bunny.
He's a lot.
I'm thinking, hold on, don't tell me.
Okay.
I'm thinking Bad Bunny has had 20 plus Grammy nominations. I feel like there's a low number.
10.
Okay.
He's won three times.
He's won 3 out of 10.
Yep.
That's not bad.
Best Latin pop or urban album.
Latin pop?
Yeah,
okay.
And best Musica Urbana album.
Musica Urbano.
Urbana.
Oh, urban, like urban.
Yeah.
Urban music. That's my Spanish. Muy poquito.
I know, but you always get your pronouns backwards.
Why are you telling all these
Spanish to know that you do that?
Why are you telling all these things on me today?
Because you're a mess right now.
A little bit. It's
with
all
the,
good.
With the board. So,
it's all
you
good.
Know, kick you while you're down?
Yeah, yeah. You know,
no,
I always come back. I always rise back up. So.
You do. Well,
I do.
I think that I'm glad we rounded it out with some happy stuff because I'm happy for the elections. We had good turnouts all across the board. All women, St. Paul City Council with a woman leader.
That's
right. I like Melvin Carter, good mayor. I'm also happy for
current
win. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then go female power in St. Paul.
That's right.
Let's show them how it's done. Let's show them how women lead.
That's right. And we sorry, Ms. Jackson. But we'll be back next week. One love. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. We'll be back with next week, y'all. We out. Baby mama's mama. Yeah, go like this. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them.
and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors. Looking out.